The DNR has hired 9 people to serve as deputy wardens. 5 of them will have law enforcement authority and the ability to make arrests and issue citations. Chief Warden Randy Stark says the new personnel will try to educate boaters and enforce rules aimed at preventing the spread of fish diseases like viral hemorrhagic septicemia and exotic species like zebra mussels. Stark says the key is to change some long-standing practices.
You know, when we leave a waterway, to make sure that we drain all the water out of our boats before we go to another one, because in the past, we may not have thought about that, and now with these diseases like VHS, these are things that we can unwittingly transport to another location.
Stark says the deputy wardens, known as water guards, are spread across the state. They'll also work with the DNR's 133 field wardens and hundreds of paid and volunteer watercraft inspectors. Now, that still leaves thousands of water bodies where there are not DNR patrols. So Stark says he's asking the public to help.
If people do see violations of these invasive species laws, in other words, if you see people backing a boat into a lake with weeds on it or leaving areas with live fish, you know, we need to know about that so we can follow up and take the appropriate action.
Stark urges anyone who sees a potential violation to call 1-800-TIP-WDNR. The deputy wardens are limited-term employees who will be on patrol through mid-September. The cost to the state is $215,000. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.